Welcome to Lilydale Radio, featuring topics about spiritualism, mediumship, healing, spirituality, and the Lilydale Assembly, the world's largest center for the religion, philosophy, and science of spiritualism. This is Lilydale Radio.
Hello, this is Lilydale Radio, and this is Reverend John White coming to you from downtown Lilydale, New York. Well, welcome to the show. For the last 2 weeks, we've been playing meditations on how to get to know who your spirit guides are and to working with your spirit guides. And the last two shows, the first show was on getting to know who your spirit guides are and angels, masters. And the second show was becoming one with the spirit guide and spirit angels. And this tonight's show is on awakening your teachers in your spiritual garden, awakening your teachers within the spiritual garden of your mind. So in approximately 9 minutes, we'll be playing that beautiful tape so that you can get to know how to work with your spirit guides and who your spirit guides are. Now, we all have spiritual guides and teachers. And when you get to know who they are, you could say that they are really an extension of you. And when you get to know who is working with you, then you also get to know perhaps what your natural talents are. And I know that they can help to guide you and inspire you. But for a few moments, let's just talk about the beautiful town of Lilydale. So Lilydale is the oldest spiritualist community, largest spiritualist community in the world. It's been here for approximately 140 years, and it was started by free thinkers as Unitarian people. And in the summertime, there are workshops, and this coming summer looks very, very promising. So keep in touch with us by going to lilydaleassembly.com, lilydaleassembly.com, and you'll also get a list of all the mediums. Now, there are several mediums that are still here during the winter months, and some of them travel to warmer climates, but there's a bunch of them that are still very much here. And so in the summertime, we have workshops on how to work with your spirit guides and angels, developing your intuition, meditation, Reiki healing, developing and awakening your higher self, and also every year for the last several years, except last year, unfortunately, because of the COVID thing, the Tibetan monks have been with us. But we're not really sure if they're coming this year or not, but we'll keep our minds open for that. Every Sunday night, I have an opportunity here during the summer season at 8:30 in the Healing Temple here at Lilydale to come what is known as becoming intuitively literate. Okay, and right now, actually, in the Healing Temple, there is on Zoom, you could tune into a healing service right now at this very time, and you could find it on Facebook. But right now, this is John White, and in a few moments, we're going to begin to put on a beautiful meditation in the Garden of the Mind and help you to get in touch with your spirit guides and spirit spirit angels. And so, again, there are mediums here at this time during winter season. And if you go on to the lilydaleassembly.com, into the website, you can find out who is still here. Now, there are several classes that are being held on Zoom during the winter months here. And we know that some of them are your favorite teachers that are teaching these different courses. Okay, and you know, there are other several shows, radio shows coming to you from Lilydale also. So keep your mind open for that also. Okay, but right now we're going to go into a beautiful meditation. So find a place where you don't have to move for a little while and close your eyes and enjoy. Thank you.
No person can lead you to the threshold of your own mind except this stone. The teacher who walks in the shadow of the temple among his followers gives not of his wisdom, but rather of his faith and his lovingness. If he indeed is wise, he will help you to enter the state of your own being. Welcome to your own being. Find a place you don't have to move for a little while. Turn off all phones. Make sure it is silent as much as possible. Take a physical position that works for you. Whatever position you take, sit still or lie still. Relax. This is not a thinking exercise. It's a being exercise. So be with whatever is happening. If you find yourself drifting off on your own meditation or daydream, gently pull yourself back. But remember, your mind will give you that which is yours. After the exercise, if you don't have anyone to express what you have gotten, then perhaps write it down so that your left brain can understand what you just did in your right brain. Heavenly Father, Mother God, infinite intelligence, we ask that the beings of light and truth and higher intelligence gather around us at this time as we go into the practice of meditation for the purpose of listening to the guidance and inner power that comes from each and every one of us. Remember that you are a spirit now, Holy Spirit that lives, moves, and has its being in us. Reveal your truth. Reveal your knowledge. Reveal your wisdom. We ask this all in love and in truth, in the name of the universe of God. Amen. And we thank you. There are many mansions, and if it wasn't true, I wouldn't have told you so. Let us visit the mansion in which the spirit people, our ancestors, our guides, the masters, the saints, the higher teachers, and also the angels. In your own mind, create a beautiful garden. Imagination is more powerful than knowledge. Work with your imagination. You are now in the garden. Be aware of the fragrances, of the aromas. Be aware of the visual stimulation, the sounds, the inclination. You are now entering your timeless mind. Off in the distance, you notice that there is a beautiful animal. Spirit can speak to us through animals. What is the animal that comes to you? The bird? Or the being from the animal kingdom? Can you feel or be aware of their presence? They know how to love unconditionally. Perhaps you may even be aware of an animal or a pet that is now in the spirit world that once your family. Take a few moments and share some sacred space with this being. Feel their unconditional love. You may pet them or touch them. How do you feel inside of yourself when you're with them? And as this being will continue on this spiritual voyage with you through this sacred garden, you may notice that there's a child in the distance. Even though they're a child, they may be thousands of years old. There is knowledge and wisdom in this child that is beyond your imagination. But they have come here to awaken you. In order for you to enter the kingdom of God, it says, you should become like a child, to be free, uninhibited. What does your child guide look like? How are they dressed? By now you should know whether this being is a male or female. We are here to awaken the magic child in you. Get to know what it's like when you're with them, so that when they spontaneously visit you, you'll recognize it. Perhaps you have felt this being before. Sometimes a child's spirit or being can shape shift. They will come in the way that you need at this time. And as you continue to walk through your garden that you have created, you may notice that there is a relative who has passed on. Our ancestors are also our guide and teacher. They can help us from the other side of life. They communicate with us by thinking at us. Watch the thoughts in your mind, the feelings in your heart. How do you imagine these? You may feel their touch. You should recognize their touch. For a few moments, just be here with them. garden, you may become aware of what is known as an angel. An angel comes from a higher world. They may never have physically lived in this world. And sometimes they feel androgynous. It may be difficult for you to discern whether this being is a male or female. And again, they may come to you in different forms. Can you sense the presence of a being that we call an angel? You may feel their touch. You may hear music in your mind. You may hear beautiful music that fills the garden. Remember that you are not in the world. The world is in heaven. Heaven is a state of mind. All the time that you are with these different beings of light, be aware of your thoughts, your emotions, your feelings, even the smells and tastes. Like magic, a book appears in your hand. The book has sacred knowledge of the different spirit worlds and the many, many different mansions that are here in this physical world. The book is now giving you knowledge about the mineral world, the crystal world. Spirit is in all things. The mineral kingdom. Imagine a beautiful crystal in your hand. What type of crystal is it? A crystal is a manifestation of stardust. It is made from the same physical material that you are. And inside this crystal, there is energy and information. What do you sense the crystal is saying to you? Spirit is in all things. The plant kingdom. Imagine a beautiful flower in your hand. There is medicine in flowers. And you're holding tenderly the flower, you will get an impression and a message. What do you sense? What do you feel? You may find yourself holding a sacred fruit. This is medicine. What medicine do you feel? You may taste it on your tongue. Remember that the spirit is in all things. And as you look within the garden, you also may be aware of what we call nature spirit. The beings of light who take care of Mother Earth. Allow your imagination to open. You may see into the next world of the nature spirit, of the nature angel. Remember that you are a multi-dimensional being. And God speaks through the mineral kingdom, the plant kingdom, the animal kingdom, and the human kingdom, through the nature spirits, the guides and teachers in other worlds. There is no such thing as your mind in my mind. There's only one mind, and we all live, move, and have our being in it. And since you are also a spirit now, as much as you can be, in this garden of your sacred self, your higher self, your sacred self, will also give you impressions and guidance in your life. Anytime you like to enter this garden, a sacred place, simply have you're getting better and better at remembering how to do it. So, in a little while, slowly come back to the room. Take your time. Remember, we always get a lot more than what we think we do. And the next time you do this, you get more, and you remember and understand more. Slowly now, one, two, and three. Be fine and perfect health, feeling better than before, having remembered everything that you have experienced. 4 and 5. So we come back to this room. Fine. If you are impressed to do so, you have no one to share this experience with, or this experience with. Right. Turn. Make a road ride up to meet you. May the wind always be at your back. May the Son of God shine down upon your face. May the rays of spirit rain soft upon your field and dance. Until you meet again, may God hold you in the palm of that infinite intelligence.
You've been listening to a meditation by John White. I'm one of the teachers here at Lilydale. The meditation you are listening to is Awakening Nature's Teachers, Spiritual Gardens of Your Mind. For the next several weeks, we'll be sharing with you different meditations. Next week, we'll be sharing a meditation that has to do with awakening your higher self. Awakening your higher self. Channeling the higher self. And this radio show is coming to you from Lilydale, New York. Lilydale, again, has been here for a very long time. And if you go on to the Lilydale site, website of lilydaleassembly.com, there are different mediums that are working here, and there are also different radio shows that are coming to you from Lilydale. To get the time and the places of those shows, just go on to the Lilydale site, and it'll give you information about that. If you would like to tune into our healing temple every Wednesday night also at, I believe, at 7:30, you could do that, and you can listen to it live on Facebook. So Lilydale is a spiritual community. And being that we help people to develop not only their own intuition, but we help them to awaken the intuitive higher intelligence that is inside of them. You've probably heard me say this before. There is no such thing as a learning disability in academics. There's only figuring out how you learn. So the same thing is to do with intuition. You know, I'm always reminded of one of Einstein's sayings, that the intuitive mind is a sacred gift and the rational brain is a faithful servant. So your genius is in your intuition. And how do you get to your intuition? By working with your imagination, because imagination is more powerful than knowledge. You know, it's all energy. That's all there is to it. Create frequency of the reality you want, and you cannot help but to create that reality. This is not philosophy, it's physics. There is a type of meditation that's called mindfulness. Mindfulness that's been getting a lot of understanding and insight in the last several years. And actually, people who do meditate, they actually go into a state of rejuvenation in their mind. And it actually helps to open up new passageways in your brain. So it is not only healthy for you to meditate. In fact, the word meditation and medicine do come from the same root word. But it will help you to develop your concentration. If you take away all the religious connotations of what meditation is, meditation is super concentration. And when you learn how to develop your concentration, then you could say you get into the field of super learning, super memory. So we hope that you do find a meditation that works for you, because depending on who you are, different meditations will work for you at this stage of your life. There's a simple type of meditation that simply has to do with breathing. When you attach your mind to your breath, you literally change the chemistry inside of you. And so on YouTube, you can get a lot of different courses on what is known as pranayama, learning how to work with your life force in through and breathing exercises. And when you do your breathing exercises before you meditate, when you do your breathing exercises, the byproduct of that is that you emotionally become clearer. So you emotionally detoxify and you become intuitively present. And when you're intuitively present, then your mind is focused. Okay? So there's a saying that the spirit that is in you is greater than the person that is in the world. And to open up your spiritual gifts, which is developing what is known in the Bible as prophecy, being able to tell the future events, mediumship, clairvoyance and healing, and different various types of miracles. And so again, meditation is very important. So again, I would like to thank you for tuning into tonight's show of Journey to the Light. And we're going to be doing a series starting next week on the higher self with meditations. And so thank you, and God bless you, and good night from Lilydale, New York. And may the road rise up to meet you. May the wind be at your back. May the rains fall soft upon your fields. And until we meet again, may God hold you in the palm of his hand. Om Namah Shivaya. Om, peace, peace, peace.